Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Today here in the Blue Water area, it's going to be, we'll get into the low 80s today. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. A lot of folks in the Thumb area working to help relieve, I guess, what is called food insecurity. People that otherwise wouldn't have enough to eat are helped by a lot of different organizations. Joining us right now is the president and CEO of the Thumb Food Policy Council, Joe Bixler. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Paul.
First of all, let's start out with the Thumb Food Policy Council. What exactly is it?
So, yeah, thanks for asking that, Paul. It was originally a project, a demonstration and research project of Michigan State University Extension. And we tried to ascertain what the needs in the five Thumb counties were relative to not only access, but also production, where the food goes, where it grows, all that kind of stuff. And as most of your listeners are pretty aware, there's a lot of large commodity production in the upper part of the Thumb. Most of that doesn't stay here. In fact, most of it doesn't stay in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's shipped out somewhere else. But we also have small to medium-sized farms that grow vegetables and fruits and so forth that do stay in communities. So the council, after finding that information, focused on needs, and this is pre-pandemic, I might add, that put a monkey wrench in things a little bit, but we realized that communities rally around food and access, not just for the food insecure, but folks that aren't insecure.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for their food as fresh as possible and as local as possible, and they kind of want to know how it's grown. So our organization pulled some research and facts and figures together and realized that there were some needs out there, so we developed some goals over the past 3 years, and then last year the organization became a private nonprofit. It was no longer under the guise of Michigan State University Extension as a project. As a result of my retirement, I guess,
right.
and became a private nonprofit, and we've since then collected dozens and dozens of community partners and advocates who are concerned about where food is grown, how it's grown.
Mm-hmm.
We're also into ag literacy and food literacy as well. We'd like to begin to share with people, you know, how to read labels and understand nutritional values and all that kind of stuff. But in any event, we've culminated our first year of existence as an organization, and we wanted to recognize folks who have been doing yeoman's work in the five Thumb communities of five Thumb counties, which are St. Clair, Lapeer, Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola.
Right. So you're handing out awards to some of these folks that have been doing this kind of work.
We are. We're having what represents our annual meeting after our first year of existence as an organization. And we ask for nominations of organizations and individuals who are out there doing the yeoman's work. People that are just out there that you wouldn't even know are out there. And I want to give you two examples of two entities that or individuals that are being recognized today. One is a project up in Tuscola and Huron County, and it's referred to as the Blessing Boxes on the Bus.
Hmm.
They're receiving an innovation award, and you can understand why. They decided that many folks who drive or ride public transportation in Huron and Sanilac County are folks that need food.
Yeah.
So they put the food, non-perishable, on the buses.
Great idea.
It's been going on for, yes, it's been going on for a year now, and actually that organization just was recognized by Blue Cross Blue Shield and received a grant to continue their work and to replenish the totes that they put food in and so forth. And so a gal by the name of Melissa Deming, who started that project along with Carly Krieger from Tuscola County, are being recognized this morning for that innovation. The second one I would talk about is, I could pick so many, but I'm going to pick on the Seed and Soul Society.
Mm-hmm.
They're a group in Port Huron of just cool young people. Everyone's younger than me, Paul.
I know the feeling.
These are, 32-ish young kids. They're all kids to me anymore.
Right.
And they decided that they were going to grow food in urban settings in Port Huron. And so they've created, just recently, they were asked to partner with a owner of a lot on Electric Avenue, the corner of Electric and North Boulevard, kitty corner from Conner Street Pub. McCormick's Conner Street Pub, I might add.
Right.
They'll be sending a check later. Anyway.
Or at least a beer.
And they are growing food there, but they're also going to be using that plot to do some educational programming, and it's just going to be a place of gathering as well. So they're going to have events there, but the food that's grown will be given away.
Hmm.
It's not sold. So, and they've been doing this for a couple years now. They also grow potatoes and onions and corn out at Goodles County Park that commandeered about an acre and a half of land out there through the Farm Museum, and they farm out there as well, and all that food's given away as well. So those two organizations represent plain folk that said, I'm going to do something about hunger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they just do it very unassumingly, and they're both private nonprofits, small groups of people making a huge difference in Michigan's thumb communities.
Boy, that's fantastic.
And I could go on and on with other folks. Let me tell you about one more.
Yeah, sure. Please do.
So there's a young lady by the name of Nicole Key. Well, once again, she's in her mid-30s, so she's a little bit mini. And she,
Joe, you still there? I'm kind of losing you, Joe. I think you got into a bad spot there. I can't quite hear you. Going once, going twice, calling Joe Bixler. Are you there? All right. Well, we'll keep the line open for a moment in case you pop back in. But Joe, I can't hear you right at the moment. We're talking with Joe Bixler. He is the president and CEO of the Thumb Food Policy Council, this group that has come together over the last year, basically like-minded organizations throughout the Thumb. Yeah, there we go. We lost Joe. Organizations that address food insecurity. And the other thing is, here we go. I think he's calling back. So reach over there and try this again. Check 1, 2, 3. Hello, Joe. Do we have you back? Wait, I might have gotten the wrong. Hang on. Try that. Can you hear me now?
I can, Mr. Miller.
Yay. The soup cans and the string are working.
Well, I'm, just north of Yale, and I went through one of those dead zones.
I know those, yeah. But you were talking about Nicole Cade in St. Clair.
Yes. So Nicole, as part of a farm market down in her neck of the woods, provides free vegetable plants to people who want to grow their own food.
Wow.
Now, that seems to be a pretty small thing, right? But to somebody who's hungry,
yeah,
it's not. And she has done that for a couple of years now. And one of the coolest things about her is what her nominator said. She just does this because it needs to be done. That's what the nominator said. And she receives a whole bunch of folks that come and now donate plants to her cause, and that continues on today. So, again, it's just a small individual person doing an act like that or an organization that makes a huge difference to a whole bunch of people.
That's fantastic. You mentioned something I want to talk a little bit more about, and I think is really important. I mean, it's not just about food sufficiency and making sure that people get enough food, but food literacy, nutrition literacy. I mean, once you know, you can give somebody all kinds of food if they don't know how to prepare it or what to do with
it. Oh, that's
right. It's just going to go to waste.
Yeah, that's right, Paul. Other day. And dry beans, and you know, they're plentiful up in the Thumb. Actually, in Huron County represents a county that grows as much country for dry bean production. Goes okay. What do I do with these now?
Right.
We know they're a source of protein, but how do you prepare them? What do you prepare them with? Can it be a main dish? So, and I'm not talking about folks who maybe who just doesn't know what to do with a bag of beans. Mm-hmm. And so, but furthermore, when you go to the grocery store and you're trying to make good food choices, healthy right. food choices, and you look at the label, what are you looking at? What's the protein content? What's the carb content? What kind of vitamins and nutrients am I getting? And are there better choices to and also you know, where does the food come from?
Yeah.
You know, early on in the season we you know, are anticipating Michigan's asparagus.
Sure.
So the asparagus is not coming from Michigan. And in fact, it's not me coming from California, it's coming from Mexico. And that's just a fact. And so folks want to know where their food comes from, how it's actually produced. So getting folks on a farm and showing them, first of all, obviously telling them that, and educating them that food doesn't come from Kroger, it comes from a farmer.
Right.
but it has to get there, and so... you know, that's part of it. The other piece that I would mention, Paul, is that we learned a lot during the pandemic.
Oh, for sure.
About food. Yeah. About food. And certainly about the supply chain. And many of us, many organizations and businesses and individuals, hopefully learned some lessons from the pandemic. And we did as well. So even though we had initially created some goals to work on for the last two to five years, we had to punt and, you know, do some other things that were important, like pop-up food pantries and stuff that you're well aware of. So now that we're still doing the pantries and still organizing those, but there are other things now that we want to get back to that we believe that are important to people, including recognizing those who have done some great work.
Well, I'm glad you're doing that, and I'm happy to hear of the work of the Thumb Food Policy Council. Do us a favor, keep us up to date with what's going on with this organization. Sounds like some really important work going on, and we're happy to hear about it.
I will do that, Paul, and I will remind your listeners of the announcement made earlier to support the postal workers' food drive this weekend.
Yep.
It's a great, you know, they haven't been able to do that for a couple of years
right.
because of the pandemic. So, and I remember 2 years ago, my postman delivered my mail and picked up a whole box of food. And the mail was delivered a little late that day, okay, because
that's
they
right.
had to keep going back
right.
to the post office to drop off food. What a great problem to have.
Yeah,
so, you know, take some of those baked beans and green beans you got in your pantry that are non-perishable and put them out by your mailbox on Saturday morning and help out some folks that are hungry in our community.
Absolutely. Great way to do it. Joe, appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks for telling us about this.
Thank you, Paul.
You
have a great day.
You too.
By the way, it's summer here now. We've gone from winter to summer.
Hey, somebody flipped the switch. I'm ready for it.
Have
Take
a great
care.
Day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.